Let's call the town of Montville Finance Committee meeting of Thursday, March 5th in order. Please join me in the Pledge Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council Sheldon's here.
I have a parent in late.
No, no, you're here, you're right on time. All that matters. Let the record show that Councilor Baker, Councilor Sheldon, and Councilor May are present. We have a forum. At this time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the regular agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the regular agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right? Approval of the meeting minutes of the regular meeting. Approval of the meeting minutes of the regular meeting of February 5th, 2026.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, it's 3-0. Unfinished business, we have none. New business, finance director. What do you have for us?
Okay, so the top page of the municipal report this month is the revenue report. Usually you only receive the expenditures. Revenues are up to date through mid-February. General fund revenues are at 78.2% collected. I'll review some of the major line items. Current year taxes are at 92.7%. Supplemental taxes have exceeded the $450,000 that was budgeted and is at 105% or $472,430. Lien fees are low right now because the liens will be placed in May. The implementation of the tax fee policy that was adopted in January has generated $653.50. This is for items such as the return check fees, the DMV put-ons, and the DMV express clearance. Moving down, the housing authority is currently at 0%. They have not paid since 2023, and they currently owe 2024, 25, and 26, totaling approximately $90,000.
So what are we doing to make that? We had this file before.
Yeah, in 2023, it looked like they paid for 3 years total in 23 as well.
What is it up to? Do you say 90?
90, yes.
I have spoken to them on a couple of occasions, and they acknowledge it.
Who's the chair of the housing committee?
Kathy Dory Peck.
Did we write a letter to her? Or we write a letter to the administrator?
They right now, they don't have the money.
You would probably say, do you matter? Is it right to go? You would do it, they have a management company now, so you could write to both.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea, some documentation. To DeMarco.
All right, thank you.
Okay, ECS, the last 50% of the $12.6 million should arrive at the end of April. That's when those payments are typically dispersed.
I know the last year they gave us a fairly large insertion above and beyond the 12 million, like in May-ish time frame. And I see the legislator has been asking the governor for help out ECS. Is that, you think that's happening or?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I'm just wondering if they're going to increase that again.
Okay, and then the telephone access fees, those are showing zero right now. That's because we received those payments at the end of March and early April. And then the Pequot grant, you'll see that that's at 33%. Three payments are dispersed each year, and the next two payments will be at the end of March and June. So overall revenues are looking pretty good. Moving on to expenditures.
On the backside?
Nope, the backside is the rest of the revenue expenditures, start on the next page. So right now, this report shows 8 months through the fiscal year, 67%. Salaries and medical insurance expense lines are both in line with the percentage of the budget spent to date, which shows that those categories were budgeted efficiently. Let me get to the I'm on page four on the top. Social Security is at 73.5% spent, which puts it on track to exceed the budgeted amount. This is due to the higher overtime than what was budgeted. That's also the pension line shows the same pattern. That's because the Social Security and pension are percentage-based expenses tied to the wages earned.
No, just out of curiosity, aren't certain salaries when they exceed, I think it's like 74,000 or something like that, Social Security?
No, it's more than that. It's, I think it's like 160,000.
160,000,
yeah.
Okay.
We don't have anyone under that parameters. So that increase is due because of how those are calculated. At the previous meeting, we discussed the savings and the salary line items due to vacant positions and issues with the overtime across police, fire, and public works snow. Public works snow is on page If we don't have any more snow events, snow overtime will end at $166,880, which is almost double what was budgeted. Right now it's at negative $81,880.
So what are some of the drivers of overtime? Do we have anybody from Public Works? What are some of the drivers for overtime after the snow season?
Regular overtime looks to be okay. That's at 69%, which is in line with where we should be. They still have $10,000 to spend over the next few months.
Okay.
So it was just the snow, as we
just
all
the
know,
seasonal.
The weekends and
holidays.
Yeah. So those were the the highlights of the report. Not much new since last month, besides what I touched on. If you want to take a minute and look through, and if you have any questions.
Is the PD going up more as well on the overtime? Because anyway, that was Public Works, Fire, PD, and a lot of that was because we were filling vacant shifts on a lot of those spots, so I know that overtime must have gone up.
Yeah, Chief Blanchander, but I think what you articulated to me is that they got some new people coming on, people leaving. It's really a, until those get on board, I think it's going to stabilize at some point.
Yeah, on the fire side, we just hired our last guy, so we're back up to 16, we're up to full staff.
Yep. Was I incorrect in my statement, Chief?
No, not at all, Mr. Chairman. The issue that I have is the length of time it takes to train. Xavier Prius Lima, the newest officer, who is on field training until probably mid-March, maybe the end of March, before he's able to go on his own. But he replaces Bruce Rebello,
right,
who went to the ACO. I still have a vacancy for Bill Cuckle, and the mayor asked me to come tonight because found out yesterday, I'm probably gonna have another vacancy in September-ish. So we do have an active list that we're looking at of both certified and entry-level candidates. We have to figure out, you know, we're definitely gonna hire one to replace Bill Cuckle. I'm just not sure what we wanna do if we preemptively hire somebody and we have to pay 2 months of double salary.
Yeah.
I think we need to take advantage of the probability of hiring certified and considering Cuckle leaving and the other one gonna be leaving and the availability of academy seats and the length of time it takes to go through the academy, seize the opportunity to hire a certified person, but you have to double them up so that we can fill some of those vacancies without creating more of them.
Yeah, I think I had a brief discussion with Chief a couple weeks ago about looking at maybe hiring some experienced people instead of taking somebody just for that 2 or 3, 4 month gap.
It's typically an 11-month period from the date of hire to the date that they're on their own, really, you know, giving us the benefit of having them. And even, you know, I concur with what the mayor said, even if we did one and one, the academy starts in June. If we were able to get a certified and a entry level, I do like getting entry level because you can mold them and, you know, get them the Montville way. We've got several from surrounding towns that are looking to come here and they're qualified. And I think, you know, we need to take a good look at them as well.
Yeah, I think, I'm just looking at the time lag, you were saying,
If we can get a certified on the road.
I think you're gonna have to do both. I think you're gonna have to do both.
I do too.
So, well, let us know if we can help.
You have money.
No, we don't have money. We have a lot of, we can talk.
All right. Talking's good.
Talking's cheap. No.
Well, we can relook at the budget too and maybe modify the salary line to,
And it would be, if that were something that were feasible, it would be a 2 to maybe 3 month period where we'd be paid, you know, an entry level salary and an officer salary.
Well, it's obviously not a net sum zero proposition, but it's a, being that we're doing overtime to make that up, it's probably going to be in our benefit overall to do that.
And I've already met, I've spoken to the mayor, I've already met with superintendent of schools. We're going down to TUS.
Well, you are going down into the training levels.
Yes. We're going down to 2 SROs instead of 3. The other SRO will be patrol. Unfortunately, one of the people that are planning on leaving is an SRO. So
does that mean the school would then go hire theirs?
They're going to have to hire
who was paying for that? Who was paying for those before?
The Board of Education pays for all the SSOs.
What about the SROs?
Yeah, the SROs we pay, you pay for, we pay.
So that means, even though it's good for you to move those in, taking the SROs back into the fold, so to speak.
Taking one SRO.
That's not going to affect your budget, but it's going to cause their budget to go up.
That's fine by me, sir. If I'm reducing overtime.
You're right.
And again, the big thing is they want an armed person at every school. A high school has 2, a police officer and an SSO. Middle school has 2, a police officer and SSO. I now have an SRO, a police officer, at one of the grammar schools, which could easily be covered by civilian, you know, security personnel. So
yeah.
We'll keep them at the middle school and high school where the majority of the work is. So I'll put the other one back to work.
That's good. And just the flip side is the Board of Ed's going to be asking for more money.
The difference is, you know, I think it's 38 or 39,000 as opposed to, you know, 60 or 70,000.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you for explaining that.
Okay. And then just an update on the 1099 issue that I mentioned last month. That has been resolved, so 2023, 2024, and 2025, 1099s have been uploaded to the IRS. They were accepted. I don't know what the repercussions, if any, will be for not having filed 23 and 24 timely. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that.
Sounds like a, that was a mess to get all that sorted out.
It was many hours on the phone and frustration.
I just can imagine everybody getting a 1099 at home going, 23, 1099? What?
Does anyone have any questions? As you know, we've been working on budget. The plan is to submit the mayor's proposed budget at the April Town Council meeting. And then.
So we should probably, we'll probably get a read ahead at the finance that right before the town council meeting for us, or?
We could do that, but you won't make any changes until afterwards.
Right. So I think from what Julie was saying, after the April town council meeting, we've got to start meeting with department heads on a pretty regular schedule. I mean, very tight schedule. So I think Councilor Baker has a fairly flexible, mine's somewhat flexible, so you're the one that will have to.
I'm the problem child here.
Nope, you're not the problem child. You're the workaround, which is good because, you know.
Yeah, I thought we could set the department head meeting dates up at the April finance meeting.
Okay.
Do you want to meet with all departments? Do we want to just meet with specific ones?
Typically, we will meet pretty much with everyone. Obviously, Public Works, Police, the Fire Department's got their capital, and I'm sure they got their wish list. We certainly could look at the Youth Services and Senior, but it's pretty much for the most part.
Youth Services stayed the same.
Right, and
there
same
was
way,
no changes.
And same way with. With social service and senior, I don't see any.
Senior center had a couple requests specifically with personnel. So if you want to hear that.
Meet additional people?
Additional hours.
Okay. Well, I'll let the mayor handle that. And if it needs to come to us, we can look at it. I don't know if we need to bring in department heads for that. If the mayor needs us to bring up a proposal for longer hours or new people, we can certainly entertain that in a budget, but, you know. Is there a need for new people or additional hours in the?
Well, I think the department heads just wanted to kind of make their case so that the council could decide if they wanted to fund it or not.
Well, we would only make a recommendation to the town council, so.
Right. Well,
is it a new person? Has it gone through TARP for job description? Is it any of that stuff? No. All right. Yeah, I mean that's what we need to do. That. So what else we have? IT. IT is usually.
IT is experiencing the usual increases in inflation problem with equipment. Maintenance costs are going up. Pretty much what he's going to face with.
And then we have, after IT, then we have.
Public Works.
We already have Public Works. Public Works are like number one. Then we have the Fire Marshal's office.
Yep, I put that under fire.
So, what else, ladies and gentlemen? Anything else?
Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec. Well, theirs is pretty stable.
I think it's pretty static this year, isn't it?
Take a look at it. Are you the liaison
for that?
There
was no major changes.
I've seen it, and there's really no major changes.
So, why don't you just, between now and then, if you see something, let me know, and if not, then we can.
Okay.
not have them come in? I mean, are we, are they, I know they're well funded, do they need to change? I know there was some talk about getting some funds to start generating more revenue, not necessarily revenue, but to start paying for some of the maintenance at the, say, the pavilion or the pickleball courts.
They have been.
They have been?
They have been, yeah. You know, they're paying for the electricity at, or asked for a quote for the electricity at the public works shed up at the, I don't wanna call it a shed, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're paying for the,
Yeah.
Yeah, paying for that.
They recently paid for the electric at the pavilion,
Well.
Paying for the screen.
The screen at the pickleball courts, yeah.
If I may, Parks and Rec has actually really stepped up to help out.
Oh, good.
With their,
Yeah.
Special, what they call it, special revenue?
Yeah, through the special revenue.
Their special revenue is offset in, you know,
So the.
Council Southern is well aware of how much that has been, they've been really stepping up.
So it sounds like, yes, I don't really think they need to come, but if you wanna look at it, and they wanna come and present, let us know that, that's good, but I.
You know, I think the only issue right now is capital, and we're waiting to hear on that grant, so most of those grant items, yeah, are straight from our capital, so.
When will we know about the grant?
Of course not until, well, maybe we'll know in time, April-ish.
Well, I've been given some positive comments from Senator Austin on not the entire thing, but certainly a sizable portion of it.
Okay.
Well, one thing we need to find out, most grants, and Julie, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of grants require you to have a capital line item.
All those things are, I revamped the CIP, you'll see it differently this year.
All right.
Those are included.
They're included, okay. They may not be in this year's budget, but they're on the CIP.
They're in CIP under the grant category, yes.
Good, all right. And I can't think of anybody offhand, I know who's Public Works, your Public Works, so.
We saw the last meeting, we saw a copy of the capital. And I know I made some comments about some things I'd like to see changed about it, but that I think is gonna have to come down to our meeting with the, I know I had a conversation with John, very concerned that you've got plow trucks that are 30 years old, and you've got some that are approaching 25 years old, and it's probably about better than 50% of that fleet. And at one point, I think we've got a 95, a 97, and a 98 truck. One of them's been taken out of service because the floorboards rotted out. The accelerator went through the floorboard, and the brake pedal's close to fouling it, so that's been taken out of service. So, and I think it was in 2004, we bonded for 5 new ones. The Sterlings, so they're getting close to being 25 years old. They are, actually, this year. And my only concern was, and again, we'll have to talk about this when we get to capital, is I think we need to budget one a year for the next 6 years, so we can get to a point where every year they're replacing a truck. I'd rather see it done that way than all of a sudden having come out with a bond for 5 trucks.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more cost-effective. It's gonna save the taxpayers a lot of money going out route, too. So, I mean, you pay me now, pay me later. So, I think it's just things we've got to look at. I think they've got a loader down there. It's got like 37,000 hours on it, which is.
They have the loader. Is that, that's the loader we use salt and sand?
No.
No, that's the one at the.
Transfer station?
I think it's a transfer, one of them. It's got like 37,000 hours on it. So it's just a matter of time till that dies, and then what we're gonna do there,
yeah,
so.
Historically, we've done quite a bit of vehicles in the past. We've been, I mean, it's either 2 police cars every year or 3 or 4 trucks for public works. So we've been keeping up with a lot of vehicles, so probably keep that tempo up. But we just got to see where we are in the budget. I wish I could say we could have everything we want, but we got to look at, you know.
I think if we put it in capital, moving it out, I think that capital was good to 2031,
yes.
You guys presented.
Yeah.
I mean, if we put in there, I mean, I did some math today, and going by going with 5% increases on the trucks. I mean, if we put one in each year and go with it, I mean, there's nothing saying it can't be removed. But I just wanna make sure that we don't get ourselves in a position where we've got trucks breaking down in snowstorms and the people aren't getting the level of service that they think they should deserve, and you know what I'm saying?
We did the same thing with school buses. Supposed to get two every couple of years, and we had to push the school buses back last year to make sure we had money for 5 special ed teachers. It's just what we had to do, so.
Well, you got the electric buses, so that's gonna be another.
Well, we haven't bought them yet.
Nope.
We can't afford to buy them.
That's not part of the conversation right now. They're looking at two buses, regular buses right now, yeah.
No, I don't mean board, I push back on the board ed, I mean push back on the state need.
Yeah.
I think in our last conversation with the state legislatures, if you don't mind me talking, we made it known that, and I believe you were there and Carol was there, that it's just not feasible.
Unfunded mandate.
It's just not feasible.
They killed us last year, $800,000, and supposedly there's some legislation to get some of that back to the towns, which would be good. Did you hear much about that, Julie? About the, I believe it's Martha Marks is pushing through to be able to recoup some of that money for the 100% disabled veterans that we had to take off the tax rolls, which is a good thing, but the taxpayers had to make that up. So that was, the state's supposed to be trying to give that money back to us. That's I think you got the email right, Mayor, so.
I sent my testimony.
Good.
And ECS has not been, nothing's been done with ECS to change that formula since 2013. We're 12 years behind on
that too.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I got that.
So, and that's why I was asking early on about the, we got an additional 400 and something thousand in May last year. It was very helpful, but, you know, I'm looking at whatever the Board of Ed comes up with their increase, you know, and then we got our things that we want to do. You know, we'd have an increase in the grand list. It's good, but we got to look at right now the big picture, you know, of what we got, and that's our job. So just out of curiosity, how are investments doing? Because last year we did really well in investments. Is that on our first page?
It is. It's not doing as well as we had hoped. The interest rates dropped a lot, and with all the big projects going on, we didn't have as much free flowing.
Which one is that?
I can find it. It's 43000.
What page?
43. Should be sheet one.
Yeah, sheet one.
Investments.
Right now we're at $262,576. Patrick did a projection out for the end of fiscal year 26, and it's estimated that we'll have about $550,000 by year end. But we're gonna come up short there.
Yeah, we're not gonna have the windfall that we did last year of $950,000.
No.
That was a gift last year.
Yes.
That was a gift. Damn economy.
And just going back to the buses, something I think the legislature has never even thought about in wisdom, and I don't know. I guess they're not keeping up what's going on at the federal level. But with all these new, our buses are the fleet's diesel fleet. So with the new EPA diesel emission standards, all these new diesel engines have what's called selective catalyst reduction and diesel particulate filters. Now, I know there's some testimony that said that it's hazardous to students for some of the particulate that's being emitted by these buses. Well, I don't know why the state would worry about going to electric buses when all the new diesel engines require both SCR and DPF that have eliminated the emissions. So why do we need electric buses if we don't have emissions coming out of the new diesel engines? I don't understand that thought train. I can't figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you got our book.
I mean, I'm trying to put science into this here, and it is what it is, guys and ladies. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, but the only thing is that we're on the hook. The town of Montville's on the hook, meaning Board of Ed. By 2030, they have to have a plan for electric buses. That's, they did move that back from 2030 to 2035 for mandate for electric buses. So that's going to be another burden on the Board of Ed budget, because it's 2026, and you get somebody lined up to do it, do the study, get it published, you know, 3.5, 4 years goes by quick. So they are on the hook for that. So regardless, that's one thing we should be looking at right now, is just to put in electric buses. Say we got to do 22 electric buses at $600,000 a pop. That's the cost for one. Then you got all the infrastructure. You know, you're looking at 12 million in buses, and then you got probably all the infrastructure soup to nuts, probably be 15, 16 million.
Do the outsourced companies have to go electric as well?
I don't know. That is a very good question, and I think that's something that needs to be looked at, because I think you're talking about going to private bus companies. Yeah, and I've told the superintendent, you're in the education business, you're not in the bus business. You know,
it's something we gotta look at.
You should definitely gotta look at.
We're paying our bus drivers pensions, we're paying them medical benefits, we're paying a lot of things to these people, because they're employees of the town. Now, with a contract service, that goes away. So there's gotta be somewhat of a significant savings involved there, somewhere. So I think we need to look at it. I think there's only three left in southeastern Connecticut, if I'm not wrong, that are privately owned buses.
That don't have privately owned buses? That don't or do?
That do have privately owned
school systems that do. Yeah, there's only three.
And Montville's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everybody else seems to be finding a reason why to move that direction, I think.
You get my vote.
I know, and I'm not trying to stir up a hornet's nest here, but I mean, come on. Things we need to look at.
The stuff that's, if you look at our budget, just essentially look at our budget, any budget, it's 80% salaries. And it's going to be pretty stable until you have collective bargaining agreement changes. The stuff that's really bites us is the electric cost, energy cost, a weekend snowstorm for the past 6 weeks.
Contractual obligations.
Yeah. Well, those are contractual, but I'm talking about the stuff that we have no control over, and that's, we got a bad year. I mean, we've had several years we didn't have much snow at all. The snow just sat there and rotted, and the salt just sat there and rotted, and it's not salt yet. This year wasn't one of them. So, you know, we got a, but electric energy costs, fuel costs, heating buildings, we gotta look into that. And we can't go backwards on it, because we've already spent the money on it. So, I don't know what else more to talk about tonight. And Julie's looking at us going, you guys are talking about everything but what I want to talk about.
I think it's all worth discussing. I mean, it's got to be, that's our job.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we should. All right, well, the board, from my understanding, Dr. Souther, the Board of Education is presenting their budget on March 17th.
Correct.
17th?
17th. Yeah, I think it takes to do that, just to let you know that it's not next week, it's the week after, so.
What time is that, Kate, you know?
Six.
Six.
I will double check it, though. It's over at the library at high school.
Yeah, and we typically have a budget book for all the town council members, and I believe everyone's invited, but I think we need to be, make sure that we invite.
Did they already do their capital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One thing that I think I want to discuss at this meeting with, and Councilor Baker mentioned it, has the Board of Ed been presenting their quarterly reports per statute? Maybe we brought that stuff to you.
Not that I know of.
All right, so by statute, they're required to give the town and publish their quarterly reports. It's submit a copy of all current and projected expenditures and revenues each quarter. Kind of like this right here, you know.
Yeah.
You. And so they should be, every quarter, telling you And then if we're.
So I think that's probably gonna have to be looked at internally, because right now Patrick sends the Board of Ed what we have recorded and they send us back, yes, we balance, no, we don't balance. We figure it out from there. It'll.
This is the.
That's a monthly reconciliation. If you're talking about it, some sort of different quarterly report.
This is a official report that states this is where they are on the finance spectrum. They have to report to the town so that you know where they are.
And that report is also supposed to be given to the legislative body of the town and put on their website, published on their website. So we as a legislative body should be getting quarterly that report with the town council. Mayor should have it, Julie should have it.
And the other thing is that are they doing timely instead of POs, or they got the POs? They were dropping a stack of POs on your desk?
Yeah, it's a work in progress. So what do you want to do with about this?
Well, you or the mayor could write to the superintendent or the finance and say that this legislation says that you're required to do this and you're not. I mean, it's that simple. It's no different than probably Chief Blanchett's got to do paperwork to somebody every so often.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of treat the Board of Ed or the school system as just a very large department of the town. They are part of our budget. And so they're no different than any other department.
Have you seen that before, Julie?
Statue? No.
So I think, you know, hopefully we can get the PO situation settled. I know that's very frustrating for you to suddenly have $10 million POs drop on your desk. And, you know.
It's usually at the end, isn't it?
Well, you gotta call it
when
the
you
bank.
Gotta burn, so. They don't oh, hurry.
So the you're asking about the Board of Ed's capital. But they got their.
Yeah, Diane had told me that they were gonna have it early March, so I'll just reach out to her and ask her for a copy of it.
So at our April meeting, well, that's one we're gonna have to also invite them to one of our things.
Oh, right.
They probably should be the first one.
Okay.
I don't know, that's just my opinion. All right. Anything else, councilors? All right, remarks from the public? You want to say anything, Chief? I don't know if you need.
Yes, sir.
Remarks from the public? From
if you don't mind,
your
Mr.
Public.
Chairman, the elderly housing, definitely I would advise sending a letter to them. I know they're aware of it, but they have a new, I believe they have a new, someone running it now. We need to get some direction where that money is going to come from. We did have to, before, to get the money that they owed before, we had to bring it up to them.
Yeah, can we get rid of the people stealing money from it?
Well, I don't know that far right there. I don't know anything about that. I'm pretty defensive on that. But the we definitely need to move forward with that to advise them in some kind of formal letter from the town, not a verbal one, just some saying, hey, what is your projection of when you feel like you can reimburse the town or bring it to the town, because it keeps waterfalling. We're 3 years in now, and that's $90,000.
So is the payment based on a contract that the town
I think
had
it's
with
on
them?
Some kind of formula, and I think you
I
when
th-
you came in, you did it, they hit it with you at one time when you first came onto the job, I believe, right?
I've never worked up a formula. It's always just been $29,000
yeah,
budgeted.
There was some kind of formula before. Maybe it was Barbara way back. I'm sorry. There was some kind of formula that they had. And I know they're meeting about their rent increases and stuff like that. You know, we just need to see, you know, what their projection is or what they're bringing in monthly and what where we're going to be. At because after a while that you're going to get so deep that you're not going to get it, you're not going to be there. I mean, we'll be looking at it,
right.
Saying, "Hey, where is it?" And what they're bringing in what they bring in monthly for their 80 units is, you know, it's, the new housing people should be telling us, hey, we bring in this much, but where, okay, where is it?
Well, the only thing we can do right now is I'm asking the mayor and the finance director to write a letter explaining the situation, where you're at, telling us what's your plans, you know, and then go from there. But if it's not, if they physically can't pay it, you know.
Or they should really, if they can't physically pay it, they have to tell you why and show you why with the new people that are running it. If anything, anyone tells us, hey, we can't pay it, we also look at other ways of saying, okay, what payment plan can you come up with to bring that up?
Is that the tax collector's job?
No, the tax collector can't give payment plans.
We were gonna cross that bridge.
Okay.
Well, we can, but no, don't.
All right, let's see that.
That was all the question I had.
Thank you for bringing that up, but right now.
It's just a tax issue anyway.
No.
Right now, the finance director just articulated that there's a deficit, and hopefully the mayor and finance director can send him a letter. All right, remarks from the counselors?
Thank you, Julie. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and I look forward to budget season.
Glad we do. One thing we do is usually one of us will have a computer with a spreadsheet. I don't know if it'll be me or Kate. Kate seems to be technically savvy.
Not really, but okay.
For what?
Well, when we start doing it, we have the budget in a spreadsheet.
I did that last year.
She did that last year,
you
yeah.
Did that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Julie did that.
All right.
That was great.
Yeah, we'll have it again.
All right, well, that's, I do, you know, I'm glad things are right on track. And at some point, we'll sit down and say, hey, where are we going to be at towards the end? I know, you know, Patrick is doing some projections. I really appreciate that because that'll tell us where we are, probably better, probably around the mid-April timeframe, we'll have a better glimpse of what's going on. All right. Well, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.